Rock out is Stone Cold. The Hellraiser is back.
Here we go. Evolution of the Shield.
John Cena versus the Showstopper.
Hulk Hogan and The Rock in the same ring.
You will never take my place at the head of the table.
Undertaker with a Hellscape submission. Oh, my God. What?
My God, Michaels just kicked Cena's head off.
The Monday Night Wars have come to WrestleMania.
It'll be The Rock. It'll be Austin one-on-one.
Third and fourth, the Undertaker.
Do you believe in miracles?
The streak is over.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to Rivalries on the WWE Podcast. As today is a very, very special episode, and something I've never done here on Rivalries, and that is review the first ever women's rivalry that I have covered here on the WWE Podcast as we go back to 2018 and early 2019 for Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch, with a hint of Charlotte Flair being sprinkled in and around there, but primarily between Becky and Ronda. And what is crazy about this rivalry between Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey is that there was never a one-on-one match between the two. And that's pretty crazy to say, right? Because that time in WWE, the fans were kind of revolting in a Daniel Bryan-esque way, but in favor of Becky Lynch. And the seeds to this rivalry, even though WWE probably didn't know it at the time, started being planted leading into SummerSlam 2018. And on the SmackDown side of things, you had a triple threat match between Carmella, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And Carmella had been holding this title since just after WrestleMania, the SmackDown directly following WrestleMania 34, when she cashed in on Charlotte Flair, who had just successfully defended the championship against Asuka at WrestleMania. And Becky Lynch, who was on a couple months of a hiatus, comes back and gets put into this match against Carmella, and then ditto for Charlotte Flair, who, this was just about the time when the fans started kind of getting sick of Charlotte Flair always being pushed into the main event scene. And, you know, Becky Lynch, who is the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion, a belt that was created in 2016, had kind of been lost in the shuffle over on what was then called SmackDown Live. And she was kind of the face of the women's division over on SmackDown Live ever since the brand split was brought back into effect in 2016. You know, a lot of the big name Raw women's competitors went over to, or WWE women's competitors went over to Monday Night Raw, like the likes of Charlotte Flair, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax. They were all over on Monday Night Raw. And then you had Becky Lynch go over and really become, you know, the top dog, for lack of better words, on SmackDown right out of the gate. And then obviously Alexa Bliss caught fire right away. Naomi got a strong push, winning the championship at, I believe it was Elimination Chamber 2017. And Natalya gets a run. And then they eventually send Charlotte Flair over there in the Superstar Shakeup in 2017 following WrestleMania 33. So by the time Becky Lynch gets another crack at the championship at SummerSlam in 2018, it really is a long time coming here, because after becoming the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion, she really just slid down into obscurity, not having any notable programs. And right after Charlotte came over to SmackDown, it really just kind of pushed her all the way down the card. So the fans were really behind Becky Lynch when the SummerSlam main event came around, or one of the main events on the side of the SmackDown things. And the fans were not happy with the way the match ended, but were ecstatic with the shenanigans that took place after the bell rang.
Becky Lynch not wasting any time. And a big Slaughter.
Back to the center of the ring.
And now Carmella.
Smart move.
Danger again, center of the ring. This could be it for Carmella.
Here comes Charlotte.
Natural selection. Cover. Charlotte Flair is a seven-time champion. Here is your winner, and the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair.
The odds were just too great, not in the favor of the champion retaining. Bella may be money, but the throne once again belongs to the queen. It was an unexpected opportunity. Well, that woman right there, Charlotte Flair, took advantage of it, but guys, you can't help feel for Becky Lynch. Getting thrown the curveball in this matchup. She nearly had this match won, and it's all about being at the right place at the right time, especially in a triple threat match. Golden opportunity was in place here tonight for Charlotte.
So I'm going to stop it there for a bit, and obviously we got Charlotte Flair hitting natural selection on Becky Lynch while she's in the midst of giving Carmella to disarm her and secures the SmackDown Women's Championship. And by this point, the story that was being told was that Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair were best friends. They broke in with alongside Paige, and they were called, what was it, PCB or Team PCB when you had Team Bad and the Bellas and all that. So there really was no animosity between the two as far as on-screen went. So that's why when what happened next transpired, it took the audience by surprise. But while they were expecting, and by they I mean WWE Creative, were expecting a heel reaction, the crowd absolutely loved what they were seeing.
Took advantage.
Disdain in the eyes of Becky Lynch right now. I have never seen this look on Becky's face.
Oh my god, over the German announce desk.
So Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair embracing, hugging, you know, the classic mutual respect thing, blah blah blah. And then the crowd is having none of it, booing. Becky, quote unquote, turns heel, commences a beatdown on Charlotte, and the crowd pops as if Stone Cold Steve Austin just won the championship in 1998. So this was something that was a long, 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 long time coming for Becky Lynch over on SmackDown Live. And she had been kind of stale, I would say, for about a year, year and a half at this point. There hadn't been a lot of dimensions added to her character since she came up on the main roster in 2015. So, you know, this was really 3 years in the making for Becky Lynch to add a new wrinkle to her character. And that she did. And obviously it set up a program with Charlotte Flair at the following pay-per-view that I want to say was Night of Champions, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. But we'll get to that in a second. Because another important thing happened that very same night on SummerSlam, but it was on the Raw side of things. And that was Ronda Rousey challenging Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. And at the pay-per-view before, Ronda Rousey had had a one-on-one match against then Raw Women's Champion Nia Jax for the championship, but Alexa Bliss cashed in her Money in the Bank briefcase that she had won that very same night to once again regain the Raw Women's Championship. And, you know, at this point, this was almost like almost a two-year-long on-and-off push for Alexa Bliss, who really came in and took the company by storm. But when she got in the ring one-on-one with Ronda Rousey, who was determined to win her first ever Raw Women's Championship, or Women's Championship as a whole in WWE, it didn't take long for Rousey to put her stamp on the Raw Women's landscape.
I mean, this is impressive. An absolutely dominating performance. I mean, at this point, what can Alexa Bliss do? She's got to figure something out. She may tap out soon because Rousey's ready for the armbar.
So Ronda Rousey effectively squashes Alexa Bliss and becomes the Raw Women's Champion. And, you know, I know a lot of people kind of crap on Ronda Rousey, and, you know, in her post-WWE career, she has done some things and said some things and very active and forward on social media in telling the fans what she thinks. But, you know, 6 months into her career at this point, or 7 months into her wrestling career, you know, she was doing a hell of a job, and I really enjoyed her character in the moment, and this was the right decision. They had kind of the Brock Lesnar equivalent on the woman's side of things at their disposal, and they used it to their advantage. And Ronda Rousey, I think, was over at the beginning with the fans, and it was something that needed to happen. Because, again, when you have a star of that caliber that transcends the wrestling industry and is known across the UFC world and even a bit just in pop culture, you know, you have to take advantage of it. So I can't fault WWE for pulling the trigger and, you know, booking Ronda Rousey to be a beast and a machine. 7 months into her run with the WWE. So, you know, we get to Hell in a Cell. Becky Lynch becomes the SmackDown Women's Champion, defeating Charlotte Flair for the title. Ronda successfully defends the championship against Alexa Bliss. And this is when the collision course really gets underway here between Ronda and Becky. And this is just about the time when it was SummerSlam. When we always get the Raw versus SmackDown. But this is when they really kind of started planting some serious seeds for Ronda versus Becky. And it was on an episode of Monday Night Raw in November leading into SummerSlam when we fully got to see Ronda and Becky Lynch cross paths for the first time.
With a disarmer on Rousey. The man has arrived! SmackDown Women's Division is attacking Monday Night Raw.
Sonya Deville, Carmella, Asuka, Becky Lynch, Naomi.
The Raw Women's Shut has the queen. Alexa Bliss ran away. Meanwhile, the Raw team is getting beaten up by the SmackDown Raw team.
What a wild sight it is seeing Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch fight alongside one another.
Common cause unites Monday Night Raw. Bringing the fight, boots all over the place.
Becky Lynch started things with the attack on Ronda Rousey in the locker room. That obviously was the distraction. And then as Becky Lynch made her way into the arena, the SmackDown women attacked the Raw women. And here comes Ronda Rousey.
With one good arm and Becky Lynch retreats.
Becky Lynch making her way out of the ring as Ronda Rousey now goes to work.
Ronda Rousey's her arm is damaged.
See, Ronda instinctively trying to use
the left. Becky Lynch!
Becky's got a chair.
Lynch with a chair! A chair attacking Ronda Rousey!
Asuka just leveled Ruby Riott with a big top kick.
And SmackDown is not done yet. Nia Jackson coming in and out being assaulted. SmackDown has invaded Monday Night Raw's turf. Nia sent into the post. SmackDown and a spear by Charlotte. SmackDown is holding the ring here on Monday night. And Becky Lynch continues this all-out assault on Rousey. Becky Lynch driven by this obsession to be the best. Upset that the world is talking about Rousey and not her.
This is a horrific scene.
Another steel chair shot right across the already injured arm. Becky may have a broken nose, obviously.
So Becky Lynch really sets the tone here between herself and Ronda Rousey, leading in the SmackDown crusade to just completely obliterate the Raw women's roster. But in the process, as we know, Nia Jax in real life broke Becky Lynch's nose here, and she was not looking so great here. Not to her, you know, nothing to do with her own fault, but, you know, Nia Jax really laced her a good one in the nose. But credit to Becky Lynch, she continued the entire segment, looked like a badass doing it in the process. And you will never forget the visual of her standing up on the stairs out where the audience goes, kind of, you know, really chirping Ronda Rousey, who was left battered and beaten in the ring, but her face all swelled up, blood all over her face, over her shirt, and it really added to the visual. But in real life, because she broke her nose and I believe suffered a concussion, the match between her and Ronda at Survivor Series never happened. Insert Charlotte Flair. So Charlotte Flair is the one who gets chosen by the SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch to be her stand-in substitute to go one-on-one against Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series. So we don't get that Ronda-Becky match that we were all really, you know, clamoring for and expecting and really wanting at this point. So Charlotte and Becky and Ronda rather have their match, and Ronda ends up winning by disqualification. Very good match. And, you know, Charlotte ends up snapping that she can't beat Ronda Rousey, gets a kendo stick, brutalizes Ronda Rousey. Very good booking. And we go on our separate ways between the two competitors as, you know, Raw versus SmackDown post Survivor Series is done. We get to TLC Hell in a Cell, or TLC pay-per-view in December, and Asuka wins the SmackDown Women's Championship in a triple threat ladder match between herself, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte. And Ronda Rousey successfully defends her Raw Women's Championship. So now we get into Royal Rumble season. And Ronda Rousey defends her championship against Sasha Banks, successfully defends it. And Becky Lynch loses to Asuka and fails to recapture the SmackDown Women's Championship. And by the time the Royal Rumble comes around later in the night, Becky Lynch, who wasn't scheduled to be in it, inserts herself and wins the Royal Rumble match and now gets the right to face any champion of her choosing leading into SummerSlam. And this is when we all said, okay, we're going to finally get the match that we were waiting for and expecting at Survivor Series. But now it's going to be on the grandest stage of them all for a championship. It won't just be a glorified exhibition match in the name of brand supremacy that, in the grand scheme of things, really means a whole lot of nothing. So we get Becky Lynch winning the Rumble, and everyone was instantly expecting Becky Lynch to pick Ronda Rousey to face at WrestleMania. But WWE did not take long to confirm what everyone was hoping for.
No respect. Ronda Rousey attempted to do last night with Sasha Banks, but Banks is a sore loser.
I told you I'd find a way back to you again. Now, for about a year now, I've been hearing about this baddest woman on the planet. But the last time I came to your show, I dropped you right there. And even after that, you never came looking for me to prove that you're the baddest. So, Ronnie, I've come looking for you to prove you're not. And you've heard about this, but last night I won the Royal Rumble match. Unlike Seth Rollins, I don't need much time to think. I choose you.
Oh, yeah!
So, you know, this is when we all thought that we were going to get the match that we wanted, the match that we deserved, and not to sound entitled or anything, but you seriously were expecting a main event of Ronda Rousey versus the hottest woman in the company, arguably since what was her name? Not Paige, AJ Lee. And I would argue that Becky Lynch was hotter than AJ Lee. And when I mean hotter, I mean over with the crowd. Not the other way, but I mean in terms of the crowd really getting behind her. And then even maybe going back to Trish Stratus, like Becky Lynch was so over with the crowd. And it was just such an organic push. And it was almost Daniel Bryan-esque, it felt, in a lot of ways. And then you had Ronda Rousey, who was a legitimate badass, who I believe was over in her own right, but just kind of became like a de facto heel in the process. But for whatever reason, WWE just couldn't let it be and had to start tinkering with it and complicating it and getting Triple H and Stephanie McMahon involved. And next thing you know, you have Triple H wanting an apology from Becky Lynch, who had attacked Stephanie McMahon, and then she won't apologize, starts acting like a brat, and then finally she says she's sorry, and then Vince McMahon walks out. And when Vince McMahon gets involved here, even after Becky Lynch begrudgingly apologizes for something that she deserved to apologize for, and that's another thing, is that they really just made Becky Lynch come off as a brat during this stretch between Rumble and Mania. And she finally does apologize, and you're just like, okay, finally we can move past this and make it again about Ronda versus Becky. But Vince McMahon had another plan in his mind.
You want to live your dream? It's the moment. What do you want?
I still think the two of yous want me nowhere near that match. And I've been getting advice all night long whether I wanted it or not. And yes, I don't trust you. And yes, I got angry when I thought that my opportunity was being taken away from me. And yes, these people were chanting, knock them out. And so yes, I punched you in the face, and yes, I slapped you in the face. But yes, if all that's keeping me away from my dream is two little words, then... Stephanie, Triple H, I'm sorry. Now that nonsense is out of the way, we have a deal. My path to WrestleMania is clear for me to get my hands on Ronda Rousey, right? Because if anybody tried to steal my dream away from me, they would find themselves in the fight of their lives. You understand that? I don't care if it's you or anyone. No one is taking my dream away from me.
Becky, wouldn't have it any other way. Congratulations. You're going to WrestleMania.
So there you have it. It is set for WrestleMania. Becky Lynch.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
So Becky Lynch agrees to apologize to Vince for Triple H and Stephanie. And then Vince quickly walks out, interrupts, and says that he doesn't accept her apology and hands the opportunity to Charlotte Flair. So now we get this whole convoluted storyline of Charlotte Flair being inserted into the equation, and then Ronda Rousey takes exception to it. She starts complaining, and then she withdraws herself from the match. And, you know, it was, I get that they were trying to make Ronda Rousey still a babyface. They wanted to put Charlotte Flair in to be the heel, and then Becky Lynch was going to eventually come back in to become, you know, kind of the Chris Benoit type of character as he was, or not type of character, more so the type of role he played in the triple threat match at WrestleMania 20 with HBK and Triple H, with Charlotte playing the role of Triple H and Ronda playing the role of Shawn Michaels. No, this is what happens. I get all confused when there's so many different characters to talk about in one storyline. You know, I understand what WWE was trying to do, but because of this, it gets so watered down, and we ultimately get Ronda Rousey withdrawing herself from the match, and then she puts herself back in the match. She comes to the ring. She attacks Charlotte Flair. She attacks Becky Lynch. She says, damn the man, screw the woo, and all that stuff. And next thing you know, we have a triple threat match scheduled for WrestleMania 35, the first ever WrestleMania to be headlined by a women's match. And it was 100% the right call to make the Raw Women's Championship close the show at WrestleMania 35. What was the wrong call by this is how that they got there. You know, I believe it was a week and a half before WrestleMania 35, they make Charlotte Flair win the SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka in a match with no build, and she takes the SmackDown Women's Championship into WrestleMania. You have Ronda taking the Raw Women's Championship in, and Becky, just the Royal Rumble winner, the person that the whole crowd is behind, the woman that everyone wants to walk out as the undisputed women's champion of WWE. And you know what? Very good match. But unfortunately, I think everyone wanted to see Ronda versus Becky one-on-one. But even though it was a triple threat match, as the match came to a close, we would finally see a one-on-one contest or a one-on-one battle between Ronda and Becky.
Winner take all. And here we go. I don't know if this is wise. If you're Becky Lynch, you better check your chin, man.
Going pound for pound with Rousey. Oh,
Rousey just takes out Becky.
Down goes the man. Rousey is about to take it all.
Wait, that bat leg down, Rousey not allowing her to get to her feet. Now she finally does.
Struggling to post and put the weight needed on her.
Piper's pit.
Left leg.
Becky, oh, shoulders down. Shoulders down.
They did it. Becky Lynch.
Shoulders are down.
I would think it'd be worth a replay, but Ronda Rousey was looking for Piper's pin. To her credit, Becky Lynch, it looks like, was able to shift her weight and pin Ronda's shoulders to the mat.
I think Becky got her there.
So one of the more confusing and sloppy finishes in the history of WrestleMania main events, I would say. I think that's fair to say. But nonetheless, Becky Lynch secures the victory and pins Ronda Rousey for the first and last time in the history of her career, although it was only a 14-month history, and really reaches the top of the mountain and gets solidified and ushered in as, you know, arguably the face of the women's division. But unfortunately, this is a rivalry that leaves a lot to be desired because, as the title will tell you, you know, it's Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey featuring Charlotte Flair. And that's really what this rivalry was. It was a rivalry that never had a one-on-one payoff. And a rivalry that always had Charlotte Flair lingering in the background and involved in one way, shape, or another. And, you know, sometimes it was through no fault of anyone. Let's say at Survivor Series, but in this instance, in the main event of WrestleMania 35, they should have just gone one-on-one Becky versus Ronda because it had enough of a good story behind it for the fans to be invested into it. And Charlotte just kind of felt like the third wheel. And the finish of the match being indicative of it with Becky getting the pinfall over Ronda Rousey. But nonetheless, a good rivalry, and maybe one day we will get another installment of Becky versus Ronda when both of them return to the company, if and when, although Becky seems more likely than Ronda coming back to WWE. Well, anyway, guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey featuring Charlotte Flair. As always, you can get me on Twitter at adamarco25. You can get Matt on Twitter at wrestling_audio, and you can email him at realwwepodcast@gmail.com. I will be back tomorrow with the week in review. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.